A shroud, this is what I heard. A shrouding, it comes, and you yourself cannot see. You can't see who you are in me, except through me, saith the Spirit of grace. For in attacks like this, where the enemy comes and wars and wars and wars, the weaknesses about yourself is the things that he highlights and brings up all the time against your senses to convince you that that's who you are. For none of you have the capacity within yourself, that is in the realm of the soul, to see yourself in the light of what I see you in and what he sees you in, saith the Spirit of grace. But know this, the remedy to being enlightened, the remedy to dropping all shrouds, did I not say, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Know this, that the more that in these last days that you turn yourself over to worship and godly mannerisms of giving adoration and praise unto me, know this, that you'll see yourself not in pride, but you will see yourself as who you are in me, able to go forth, that you'll see yourself in the joy of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus and experience that great joy you once had at the beginning of many of your walks, but fell short and found that things begin to clog the well of joy and peace. Oh, but know this, that well is about to be unclogged. For all those who will worship me and give themselves over to extended worship, I'll wake you up in the morning and I'll put you to bed at night and I'll sing you a lullaby in the middle of the night and teach you who you are so that you rise up as spiritual giants and not only know it by faith, but you'll feel it in your emotions and you'll feel it in your senses. And I'll begin to ride with you on the high places of the earth so that not only what you're speaking by faith, you'll also feel in the realm of the senses, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.